Today's scripture is James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. Amen.
I want that, and you also want to become pleasure and fruit to our Father God. Our Lord said in Matthew 22, verse 33, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." You want to live just by this word. You want to fill Father God's heart. You want to give praise and prayer according to Father God's will. However, you are so nervous about the measure of faith. A saying goes that those who are watching a chess game can see better moves than those who actually plays the game. Even though the one who is playing is actually a better player, he may miss basic moves if he is under great pressure. But those who are watching the game are not under any pressure, so they can comfortably watch the game so that they can have a better overall view. Our Christian life is sometimes similar to this situation. When we seek our own benefit and cling to it, we may not be able to discern the truth. We know, what the truth is in our knowledge, but we cannot give up the benefit, and thus, we cannot act according to the truth. But if we cast our selfish desires from our heart and fill it with the truth, we can have spiritual room to relax. We can easily discern what is right, and it won't be difficult to practice the truth and show goodness to others. It's because even though it seems that we are going through something hopeful right now, we believe that God will repay us with greater blessings. And it is also because even though God doesn't repay us right now, we feel happier, showing deeds in the truth before God. If we have this kind of heart, we will always show the deeds that are pleasing in the sight of God, and we will be loved by God. So we'll be able to receive greater blessing than when we try to gain our own benefit and seek personal advantage. To offer up the aroma of a heart that pleases God, first of all, you should have gentleness. For the last 31 or 32 years, we heard the beautiful messages. We can hear them, we can read them, and we can sing praise based on them. While I was reading the Mami newspaper, and I read one sermon, which has the title of "The Heart of a Gentleness." And if you read the diary made by this church, you can find your daily check, and among them is the reading the newspaper. And I found a sermon titled "In the Heart of Gentleness." And, I was surprised because, I didn't put the word into my heart deeply. So I looked forward to hearing the message. And I found that it was the sermon titled "Wisdom from Above," which Senior Pastor delivered in 2008. Gentleness and reasonableness have, similarities. So we can bind them as a pair. Both come from, having comfort and abundance in the heart, as one's heart is, changing into the truth. Goodness and truth do not just stay inside, but that they come out as beautiful words and deeds. So, when it stays inside, that's not what Father God wants. When a person has abundant truth in his heart, and at the same time he has the freedom of the truth, he can even offer up all that he has. This is the gentleness. He can give up not only material things, but also his time, effort, interest, service, and even his life. We can find such people around us who sacrifice, who yield, who serve others. But the important thing is, you should be able to do that because you have abundant truth in you. To be able to give up in oneself completely, a person must be filled with the truth in his heart completely, without having any selfishness. I give up and I offer this much, so I must have, the heart of gentleness. No, you have to check your heart, whether you have abundant truth in you. Only when you have abundant truth in you, the gentleness can become pleasing to the eyes of Father God. If we seek our own benefits, our own tastes, pride, opinions, and so on, we cannot offer up ourselves. Jesus is the best role model. Jesus is the Son of God, and He had no sin or blemish. His heart was the truth itself. While He was living on this earth, He lived only by the will of God. Going without eating or resting, He preached the gospel of the kingdom of God and healed the sick people. He told so much and shed so many tears, finally offered up His own life for the souls. He had no sin or blemish, but to save the ugly and evil sinners, He was crucified on the cross. While I was, reading this sermon, I thought to myself that, if our mommy members listen to this message now, not in 2008, then we can feel deeper love, deeper heart of our Lord, as well as the tears and sacrifice of our shepherd. So as we listen to this message, we can have a deeper understanding of gentleness and reasonableness. As long as we have some stubbornness and selfish desires, we cannot have this gentleness and reasonableness completely. I arm myself with the word of God. If you think like this, you have to remember that 3 years ago, you were sinners. You were under pressure of the sin that you committed. But Senior Pastor didn't rebuke us. He sacrificed everything he had to redeem us from our sins and to receive a grace of being forgiven once again. So we have to resemble him. Our Lord gave up everything, and He became the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He leads countless souls to heaven. We can learn about gentleness through the deeds of Abraham in Genesis chapter 13. When Abraham and Lot received the blessings from Father God, their livestock increased, so each one's shepherds had quarrels. So when Abram knew about this, he decided to separate. Genesis 13:9 says, "If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left." If Lot took the better place, Abram wanted to take the other side. But Lot received the blessing because of Abram. Abraham was loved by God, and because he stayed with Abraham, he received blessing together with Abraham. Especially, Lot was a nephew to Abraham. So if he heard there were quarrels among the servants, he should have yielded to Abraham, and he should have rebuked his servants. However, it was not the case with Lot. He sought after his own benefit. Even when he separated from Abraham, he just chose the better land. An ordinary person would have been disappointed and even angry with such a nephew like Lot, because Abraham gave up everything. You choose whatever you like. And Abraham shared the blessing that he received. But Lot was not thankful. He rather tried to take the better. But Abraham didn't have any kind of discomfort. He had so much gentleness of heart, so he could give up everything and even more, if the other person wanted. Abraham had such a heart, and we know this. However, if we don't change our heart into the heart of Abraham, I mean, I yielded, you know, I shared blessing with others. But if you boast of yourself like this, then, you know, my part in sharing the blessing that, you know, I receive, then people may say, well, you are not like Abraham. Abraham, you know, let Lord choose a better land. He only wanted to give more. And that kind of heart, with that kind of heart, and when Abraham was at battle, you know, he went out and had taken what his lot, you know, lost. He tried to become strength to his nephew all the time. If you don't practice the truth, you cannot cultivate this. You cannot cultivate this kind of heart into your heart. As long as you have, like, you know, ill feelings, you cannot have this. You have to remove untruth, fill your heart with the truth, and you can have it. So, since Abraham showed goodness to Lot, God promised him that, you know, he would give all the lands in north, south, east, west, and also give him, you know, countless descendants. Because Abraham showed in overflowing gentleness, the rules of justice were fulfilled, so he could receive such a blessing. You have to remember this, you know, when Abraham showed overflowing gentleness, the justice was met. So he could receive abundant blessing from Father God. You're receiving blessing, but you are wrongfully accused. Can you give thanks in silence while paying for justice? If you have this kind of heart, then Father God accepts your heart of aroma, the aroma of your heart, and He will pay you back with greater blessings. In this world, people say it is not wise to give up, you know, their things to others, but to keep them. If a person is struck once, you know, he had to strike back. However, man of truth should not sleep well if he hits someone else. Why didn't I understand it better? Why didn't I turn my the other cheek? But the Word of God says it is blessed to give than to receive. Senior pastor gives. Even if others doesn't want anything, senior pastor gives. So, he received abundant blessing, and we share his blessing. He sowed a lot, so he reaps a lot. Many, many churches around the world want to become branch churches and associating churches. He has sowed, and he reaps whatever he has sowed, and he is going to reap 100 times more. Dear brothers and sisters, let me introduce a testimony of a businessman. He has a very big business, but at first, he started with a small shop in the outskirts of a city. He didn't have enough money. He couldn't have, you know, much stock in the shop because it was not a very busy street. You know, the sales figures, you know, were not that much. But, you know, he had the desires to serve others rather than to make, you know, greater profit. When customers came in, you know, he served them with offer of tea and consulted with them even on very small things. Even though, you know, he couldn't sell something expensive right away, he answered their questions the best he could. You know, when you do not know about something, you know, you may say, you know, I don't know that. But this man remembered what the customer asked, and he looked for answer from somewhere else and tried to give the answer. You know, in the town, you know, there were many elderly citizens, you know, whose bodies were weak. So whenever those, you know, people were passing by, he took hands with them, and then, you know, he asked for their, you know, how they were doing. And, you know, he even prepared medicine, and then where there seemed to be a people with cold, you know, he tried to help them with the medicine. It was not, you know, pretensions acts, you know, and trying only to please them and make them buy something. He really cared for each people in the town and showed abundant love to others. Even though customers didn't buy anything in the shop, you know, he would see them off with smiles. If anybody asked to exchange something, you know, he would just exchange it without having any uncomfortable feelings. You know, by that time, people didn't have, you know, cell phones. So whenever people wanted to use the phone inside in his shop, you know, he let them do that. He was pleased to let them use, you know, his, you know, shop phones in the shop. When there are more people to use the phone, he rather have a separate phone ready in the shop so that, you know, people can use that phone freely. So that, you know, customers can, you know, could enjoy the phone. And the people who enjoyed, you know, this kindness became a loyal customers to his shop. And they introduced this shop to their relatives. So when they moved to other town, you know, they even introduced the shops to people who are new to the town. So he gave more than, you know, what he was expected. But, you know, he didn't have any loss. You know, he gained the hearts of people. And this cannot be compared to a little bit of profit at the moment. So, later he could become the boss of a big, you know, company. You know, when people listen to this kind of story, you know, they think, wow, it is a good story. But you have to reflect yourself upon this story and change yourself too. When we go to a restaurant, we can find some customers who have ill feelings. But you know what? When the manager of the restaurant deals with such customers with care and things, that, you know, irritating customers will come back again. Now, of course, the food should be good and the service should be good. Then customers will increase. If you think, you know, you receive some grace from this story, you have to change yourself. You know, I should be, you know, kind to customers even though they don't buy, you know, my stuff. Why? But you cannot change yourself. Why? Because you feel uneasy when customers don't buy stuff after, you know, touching this and that. Even though you explain, you know, things to customers, or if customers, you know, come to exchange, for exchange, you know, you change your attitude. Then the customers will not come back again. Not because you don't want to lose customers. If you remove untruth from your heart and deal with those customers with goodness and care, then it is how you change yourself. You know, of course, you know, even the unbelievers know, you know, how they can win the heart of people. But as long as they have, you know, selfishness and anger and greed in them, you know, they cannot show in abundant gentleness. You know, they cannot overcome their, you know, rising tempers and irritation. That their emotions are shown on the outside. So that's why the meaning of gentleness is not just the giving of one's everything. The truth has to abundantly dwell in one's heart first, and from that truth, he has to give up his everything. Then he can win people's heart, and also the heart of God. If you have abundant truth in your heart, you can move the heart of Father God, and Father God will be pleased. In 2004, I'm not sure who he was. Someone made me hurt in my heart, so I prayed. You know, he hurt my heart, so probably he must be hurt in his heart too. Please console his heart. When I was praying like that, I thought to myself that, you know, I look pretty good to the eyes of God. So I said, it was in 2004, because a week later I received the word of God. Father God said, I accept aroma of goodness of your heart. I was so shocked. I prayed alone, but Father God listened to my prayer, and He is saying back to me, Father God is full of goodness. Even if we give a little bit of aroma of goodness, like if we pray, you know, Father God, I will change in goodness, then Father God will be pleased. So how much goodness do you have in your heart? You have to look back on yourself. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 15 says, I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? This is the confession of Apostle Paul. When you give everything with your love for God and love for souls, it may seem that you are wasting your possessions, but as you keep on acting that way, you will be loved by God and the people more and more. When Apostle Paul gave of his everything, he gained a worker like Timothy, who considered Paul like a father, and served him accordingly. Also, he gained a church and members who would be willing to even pluck out their eyes and give them to him. We know this. We saw the sacrifice of tears of the shepherd, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. Our confession has changed. Our confession now becomes like this. We want to give the fruit of his tears and sacrifice. Among leaders in the church, you know, there are those who work very well with good talents. But among them, those who are really loved and recognized by others are those who offer all they have and serve others with all their heart. Not only with their material things, but they serve with tears and all their energy. They always harbor the souls in their heart and pray for them. They cry with others in sorrow, pray together at times of trials, and they share the joy and the mourning together. When the leaders sacrifice and give everything, they will be loved by the flock. And God will also love them. So God will lift them up and guide them to Spirit and Holy Spirit quickly. If you cultivate truth in your heart and if you can give of yourself, you know, you will have the wisdom to be able to discern the truth. So you can revive the souls and heal wounded hearts. You know, our shepherds pray with tears if you don't increase your measure of faith a lot. You know, senior pastor waited for December 25th last year. Senior pastor prayed greatly to increase our level of faith because Father God promised. I saw him that, you know, he was shedding many tears. He always said, and you know, if I pray, if I beg to Father God, he promised that, you know, he would increase the faith of people. And senior pastor gave us touch. And Father God gave us January 31st again. So we know how much senior pastor will pray for us and waiting for us. When there is a man of spirit, newborn, he is so pleased with amen, amen, with tears. He is so overwhelmed in his emotion, because he is so desperate to have just one more man of spirit. You know, senior pastor expected to see great increase, and he was not the only one. There is Pastor Hee-Jin Lee. She prayed again and again to Father God to see our increased faith a lot. Can you imagine how she felt when she gave the list of the measure of faith of our members? I believe she must be so desperate to increase our faith too. I believe she gave prayers to Father God for us too. Our servants of God, district leaders, received the measure of faith. After that, Pastor Soo-Jin Lee cannot eat well, cannot sleep well. Because senior pastor said, and the senior pastor wanted many pastors of the church to increase the level of faith greatly. And so does Pastor Soo Jin Lee. So does every man of Holy Spirit. Mrs. Bong Lim Lee prays for us all the more desperately to increase our faith. We have people of Holy Spirit like this. When we heard the sermons about gentleness, we couldn't feel it as we can feel right now. But now, in 2014, we experienced the sacrifice and love of the shepherd, and we also feel the love and sacrifice of those people of the Holy Spirit, so we can feel better. Father God returns whatever our shepherd and people of Holy Spirit offer to Father God. We see the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The young son wasted money of the father, and he became like a beggar, and finally returned to his house. The father rejoiced so much, he gave a party. But the older son, who came in from the working, was disappointed. His father never gave him a party, even though he worked hard. So there was a feast for his reckless and extravagant younger brother, so his feeling was hurt. This elder son had been working for his father, but he was short in his love for his father. If he had the love for his father in his heart, he could have treated his brother with more comfort, gentleness, and generosity, like you know, his father did. Instead of being nervous, thinking his position would be taken away, or thinking of you know, taking his portion, if he had understood his father's heart, you know, how secure his heart, I mean, his father must have felt. Even though the younger son, you know, made a mistake, he felt the heart of his father who sacrificed himself for him. He felt the heart of Father God, his father. So he was able to change to feel the heart of his father. There are people among us who committed sin willingly or unwillingly. Even though we've been faithful, we didn't circumcise our heart. We know the truth only as knowledge. So we should repent of that from the depths of our heart. I didn't make a mistake. I didn't commit sin just as they did. Well, if we didn't feel the heart of Father God, if we didn't share others with the hurt, then we are not enough. If you don't have this kind of heart of gentleness, you have to look back on your heart. So what is the untruth that is in your heart? And you have to find whether there is uneasiness or ill feelings or self and this, you know, self-benefits and the one's own, seeking your own benefit. You have to change that. As you do so, you can have the heart of gentleness. If the truth in you is full, you will be overflowing with the love of God. Then you will not feel stingy about giving your things to others. You should be happy when others become prosperous. When others come into rock of faith or spirit, then you should be happy. Are you nervous? You want to enjoy more? Well, you have to get rid of it. You can help others to better, and you can give up your things so others can enjoy more. Through such a heart, you can change. I hope that you will fill your heart with truth fully and have abundant and generous gentleness. Then you will not care about the small advantages before your eyes now, but receive even greater blessings from Father God. Then you will be free in the truth. Then such aroma of heart can be offered to Father God. When your heart is full of truth, and when you can share that heart with others, then it can become aroma of the heart that Father God can be pleased with. To be filled with the truth in our hearts is not just knowing what truth is by our knowledge alone. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 says, "Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies." The one who knows the truth only as knowledge is like a blind man who touches an elephant egg, the elephant's leg, then he thinks an elephant looks like a pillar. Then he does not know about elephant. He just touched the leg, and he thinks, you know, he is just like the leg. You should not stick to your own opinion or your knowledge. You have to understand the heart of Father God. Observe another person who wants to be served. They may soon judge and condemn him. He sure thinks he is important. But they themselves do not realize that, you know, they are violating the truth, telling not to judge others. On the other hand, those who have truth in the heart will look at the person with the viewpoint of his measure of faith. They can discern the right and wrong with the word, but even when they see the untruth from others, they can still accept them and tolerate them. Because they received compassion of God, you know, when they had many shortcomings, they also show compassion to others. If you fill your heart with the truth, you can show this kind of compassion to others. Instead of seeing others' weak points, you can see yourself in tolerating others. In John chapter 8, we read about a woman who was caught in adultery. One day, Jews brought to Jesus a woman, you know, who was caught in the act of adultery. They asked Jesus, you know, what to do about her. According to the law, you know, they had to stone her to death. But if Jesus said, you know, they would say that Jesus lacked love. On the other hand, if Jesus told them to forgive her, you know, they would condemn him for neglecting the law. Right? The reason they put the woman in front of the Lord is to trap our Lord. They had such an evil heart. And our Lord understood, knew their heart. If you have a little bit of condemning and judging others, you may say, those Jews were so evil. But our Lord didn't have such condemning or judging heart. He only wanted to save not only the woman, but also those people who are judging the Lord. Jesus began to write something on the ground. And he said, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And he continued to write on the ground. And what he wrote on the ground was the sins that those people committed. So, they left the place. John 8, verses 10 to 11 says like this, "Straightening up, Jesus said to her, 'Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' Then Jesus said, 'I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.'" He consoled her heart and said, "Sin no more." The lady was captivated by fear and embarrassment. But she was saved so dramatically. She must have kept in her heart the word of Jesus saying, "Go, from now on, sin no more." Jesus had the perfect heart of truth, so he knew the heart and will of God clearly. He also had the freedom of truth, because he had the gentleness to understand the heart of sinners and show compassion to them. He could show the wisdom to let the people understand the true will of God by saying, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." If Jesus had not had truth in his heart completely, and if he had only a little bit of condemnation in his heart, he couldn't have said such a thing. He could have been in a very difficult situation. He must have been in agony. But he completely figured out the situation, because Jesus fulfilled the law completely, and he knew the original purpose of the law. So he had the wisdom to save everybody.
스스로 깨달아 물러갈 수 있도록 하신 것입니다. 당의자님의 희생과 사랑이 그러하셨습니다.
Our Lord gave room for those people to realize something and go back. It was the life of our shepherd too. Senior pastor was hurt because of the sins that we committed. But he took the whole responsibility for that, and he prayed to Father God with tears for us. And those who prayed and repented, he said, Let's go to New Jerusalem together. Those who were in the first or second level of faith became the life, and now they came into rock of faith and spirit. We shouldn't store the word of God just in our heart, just in our hand, but cultivate it in our heart. Only then, Can you accept others with generosity and drive away darkness in others with your light? When you have this kind of heart, you will gain the wisdom to lead others to life. This is the wisdom that Father God wants. I hope that you have this kind of heart of gentleness and you should understand what you should do and what kind of untruths you have to get rid of from your heart. In order to offer up the aroma of a heart that pleases God, second, you should have reasonableness. Reasonableness is to show the aroma of a good and beautiful heart with good fruits in words and deeds. If our heart is filled with goodness and truth, the words we give out will be good words, and all our deeds will be beautiful. Because spiritual goodness filled with the truth has the authority to drive away darkness. So if we have reasonableness, we can help others discern the problems of spirit and help them control their thinking. Many people give out good deeds and good words to come into rock of faith and to come into spirit, and they keep their lips not to speak the word of untruth. But look at your heart. Do you keep your mouth to increase your level of faith or to resemble the heart of Father God, to please Father God? You have to look at yourself. Father God is Almighty, and Father God knows exactly what we think in our heart. Some people changed completely. They speak quietly, they speak gently. But not because they removed the untruth. They just suppressed what they have in their hearts. But actually, they have to remove them. Then they can actually come into rock of faith in the spirit. When you speak good words, when you show good deeds, only when you have truth in your heart, that is true. Not because you speak good words even though you have untruth in your heart. You should fill your heart with truth first and then speak the good words. That's the shortcut to come into rock of faith and into spirit. You should resemble, you have to speak good words because you want to resemble the goodness of our Lord and of our Shepherd and of our Father God. I was wondering. Pastor Sujin Lin said, Are you under pressure? So I said, No, I'm not. I visit members diligently. It was Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I visited many members. So, I visited, many members, so do I look nervous? But next week, I was busy too. And 2 weeks later, I didn't have busy schedule. But then I didn't feel refreshed. Then I realized that, I was under pressure. So I was able to look back on myself. I thought I was not under pressure. I didn't know I was under pressure. So I said, no, I'm not. But it was not perfect obedience. Sometimes I wonder, it is ill feelings. Pastor, it is not ill feeling. It is the love from my heart. It is the adulterous mind. No, Pastor, it is not adulterous mind. I could understand when they said that. Then I could understand when I said, no, I'm not under pressure. When Pastor Sujimi asked me whether I was under pressure. Why did I say that? Because I couldn't understand my heart. I couldn't look at myself completely. To resemble the heart of Father God, if you work diligently, then you can look at yourself better and more completely. And you will be pleased when people touch you, like the Pastor Sujin Lee did to me. Unless you fill your heart with the truth, your deeds can be from the heart which is filled with envy and jealousy, which cannot please Father God. So, the reasonableness gives peace to others, and it can discern the truth in any situation so that it prevents faith from being shaken. So, your faith should not be shaken. And at the same time, you can help others to discern the truth and give peace to others. That is the reasonableness. Those who have fleshly thoughts, there are people like that. But if you have reasonableness, you can stop them from having such fleshly thought. Even in a short conversation, you can discern their situation, and then you can change their fleshly thoughts into spiritual thoughts. Then they will have peace in their heart, and they can control themselves. So in order to do this, first of all, you have to have abundant truth in your heart. And you have to look at others with heart of love. You should not feel uneasy when you look at people who have fleshly thoughts. If you do, you cannot give life to others. So when you talk to others, and when others speak in the words of evilness, then you have to check your heart whether your heart has some kind of ill feelings. Someone was demon-possessed, and she met Shepherd. She was so sorry. Her entire family met senior pastor. Senior pastor said, how much did you suffer? Entire family became relaxed. What he said gave life to entire family, because the entire family was worrying about being rebuked by the senior pastor of being possessed by demons. But then they realized the senior pastor has always harbored them in his heart. When we meet others, when we meet our family members, when we meet who have some kind of hurt feelings in their heart, we should be able to comfort their hearts, console their hearts with the truth in our heart. When a person who possesses reasonableness is conducting counseling, they can refresh the hearts of others. You want to do that? But you cannot do that when you have self-seeking motives. Your eyes are blinded, because you seek for your own benefit. You want to become like senior pastor, right? But when you listen to others, as long as you have ill feelings and uneasiness, you cannot speak out the words of goodness. To the extent your heart is filled with untruth, your eyes are blinded. You cannot solve others' problems. So you have to have peace always in your heart. Then you can give peace to others. The second characteristic of reasonableness is being self-content and at ease with oneself. Philippians 4:11-13 says, "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Some people visually show their discontent when things do not go as they want or when they are in difficult situations. They become nervous, their facial color changes, and they make others feel nervous as well. They give out complaints, and they blame others. They criticize others. But they don't realize that everything is resulted from the untruth of their heart. Because of their untruth, they became nervous and they became uneasy in their heart. Without complaints, without blaming on others, they could see the will of Father God. So, this kind of act will block us from experiencing the works of God. So, we will lose the heart of others too. You should always check what kind of words you speak all the time. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, "He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God." When we listen to this message, we have to make it ours. When we see difficulty, instead of praying, "Father God, please solve this quickly," we have to accept the situation and wait for Father God's work. We have to wait for Father God's work. We see reality right now. We face a difficulty. We have to wait even in that situation. That is the heart of reasonableness. Then, Father God will accept such aroma of our heart and give us answer. Sometimes we have to wait for answer. But as we wait for answer, we complain. Then, this is not the good aroma of our heart. We cannot receive answer from God. We can, give thanks when we are peaceful and when we receive blessing. Anybody can do. While our senior pastor was conducting overseas crusades, he sometimes faced unexpected obstacles. But in any case, he trusted God. So, God surely opened the way for him. There was a threat of terror in Pakistan. The crusade location was suddenly shut down. But senior pastor said the crusade will be conducted for sure. He gave this kind of confession of faith. He calmly waited, leaving everything in God's hand, because he completely trusted Father God. Then, we already watched how dramatically the closed gates were opened. During the Honduras crusade, before the crusade, there was heavy rain. It didn't seem to stop. But senior pastor depended on Father God. And when senior pastor went up to the altar, that rain, heavy rain, stopped. Even more dramatic situation was India crusade. The rain didn't stop even after the crusade. So, members of the church in Korea worried a lot during the crusade. And even when senior pastor prayed for the sick, there was heavy rainfall. The big screen was about to collapse. That's what we thought. If senior pastor had used fleshly thought, he couldn't have conducted the crusade well. He couldn't have shortened the message. He couldn't read the script. He couldn't shorten the prayer. But with all his heart and strength and wisdom, he prayed for those people with all his heart and mind. And he was seeking the will and waited the time of our Father God. just as Father God worked for him all the time. Father God, please let the rain stop. If he thought about it, this all the time, then he could have been nervous. But he thought of the will of God, and he believed that there must be a good will of God. And he waited for the will of God. In the heavy rainfall, he conducted a crusade and seeking for the will of God. He didn't just insist that God had to fulfill what we wanted. Father God, that's what we want. That's what I want. Please do it for me. We pray like this. But we have to wait until we know what is the will of Father God. Last summer retreat, there was a rain. Senior pastor prayed. The rain stopped. I was so touched. In field games, after the field games, senior pastor said, go back quickly because it would rain. If we had used the fleshly thought, then we could have thought, you know, Father God would protect us because, you know, Father God loves us. But senior pastor was inspired in his heart that, you know, Father God was stopping the rain because, you know, he thought of our members. Senior pastor always tried to understand the will of God all the time. That's why he was able to say so. So, in the crusade, you know, he was able to give greater glory to Father God. He had peace in his heart. But it does not mean that he was not nervous. Of course, senior pastor was nervous. But he was nervous because he still had to find all the ways that were possible in seeking the grace of God, with determination that he could also give his life. But deep inside the heart, there was no agitation, and he was at peace by trusting God. He was nervous to find the will of God. That's why he was nervous. Not because the rain didn't stop. And that touched the heart of people in India. Do you think senior pastor knew this in India? After the crusade, Pastor Heejin Lee received word from Father God. Because senior pastor was so wanted to know about the will of Father God. He was curious, and Father God said, the rain is blessing. More people will come to crusade thanks to this rain. The people of India thought, senior pastor is not a man of India, but why does he pray for us like this? There was severe drought, and they needed rain. When senior pastor came, the rain came down, and they were touched. Father God knew this. Senior pastor didn't know about this will of God, but he tried to understand the will of God, and he was only focusing on how to accomplish the will of God. That's why he was able to give beautiful aroma of his heart to Father God. The ministry of Imamin was always full of nervousness. Father God has given difficult assignments to senior pastor all the time. A senior pastor has to pay the justice by 90% to increase our faith. Senior pastor is still waiting and waiting for January 31st. Until thousands of members to come into Rock of Faith and hundreds to come into Spirit. That's what he waits for. And at the same time, he pays for justice. And the blessing is ours. We should be happy whenever we find shortcomings. And we have to decide to remove them and fill our heart with the truth. So we should be able to give thanks. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Faith is not just wanting and having God work the way we want Him to work. If we truly believe, we have to realize the will of God by relying on Him all the time. If we have self-content in our situations with reasonableness and follow goodness, Holy Spirit will always shine our way. Only when we do this, we can find the will of God. We have to always seek and understand the will of God and see whether it is the will of God. We have to step back and see what is the will of God. We have to completely understand. Apostle Paul kept the law of God completely even before he met the Lord. But after he met the Lord, not only keeping the law, he gave everything he had to preach the gospel. He didn't enjoy what he could enjoy. 1 Corinthians 8:13 says, "Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause my brother to stumble." By that time, in the area of Corinth, you know, there was idolatry. And the people were selling meat, which was the sacrifice in the idol worshiping. So church members, wonder whether they could eat the meat, which was the sacrifice to idols. Suppose a believer bought some meat from a market and ate it, and this meat had once been offered to an idol. Would this be unacceptable to God? People were wondered. People were curious. Of course, if the believer knew that it had been offered to idols, it would be better that he did not eat. But if he had not been able to check whether the meat came from each time, then if he needed to eat some meat, then even if he ate the meat, it was not a sin. 1 Timothy 4 verses 4 and 5 says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. For it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." But for those, who had weak faith, they might have disliked eating what was once offered to idols. Also, when a believer who had faith ate something that had been sacrificed to idols, those who saw it could have committed sin. What I'm saying is, what Apostle Paul said was this, if I can eat this meat only as a meat, then it has nothing to do with the law. But if he can make others stumble, then he would not eat. That's what he was saying. So that's why he didn't say, he would eat what was sacrificed to idols because he had faith. He would not eat that kind of food in the fear that somebody who saw him, should stumble. So he said he wanted to choose not to eat any meat forever to prevent any soul from stumbling. Now that's what, our, senior pastor did. Senior pastor enjoyed playing bowling after the pastor seminar. Since your senior pastor enjoyed playing the bowling, he saw many pastors go to play bowling all the time. Even though playing the bowling is not a sin, but the members of the church started to enjoy play bowling all the time. So he stopped playing bowling. Say, senior pastor visited you, you'd be so happy, right? And you would prepare only the best thing. But, senior pastor stops it. He doesn't visit you. Why? Because he only wants to seek Father God's will and do more for Father God's will. Sometimes, we know that, senior pastor once ate only 3 dishes during the meal. all the time to save, you know, to save money to help others and to help this church. So I hope that, you know, you can check yourself. Thirdly, if we have deeper reasonableness, we will not only obey the word of God, but do more than what we are supposed to do. Only those who obey and practice the truth can come into work of faith in the Spirit. But we should not only obey, but we should do more than what we should do, because we know the heart of Father God. Let's say parents go out and ask you, please do stay well with your younger brother, and, you know, do your assignments well. Well, when I heard this message, I thought about my, you know, younger years when I was a student. You know, my mother went out and did exactly the same thing. Then I did my assignment and waited for mom. Later, Pastor Soojin Lee said, she was young. She remembered what mother liked. So after she finished her assignment, she started to clean room. She started to wash dishes because that's what, you know, mother, you know, liked. She was so young. I think she was a kindergarten student. It took long, but she remembered what, you know, mother was, you know, pleased with. You know, she, you know, cleaned the rooms and then she washed the dishes. She was like that.
부모의 마음을 헤아려 자기가 할 이상의 것을 감당하는 것입니다. 부모님의 입장에서도 그 자녀가
when they see this, when parents see this kind of child, you know. How proud of, you know, parents be. So I asked to Father God, Father God, I should obey you. Of course I should obey you. But let me understand your heart more and do more than what I am supposed to do. I hope that you can see what you were when you were young. You should be thankful if you could do more than what you're supposed to do. If not, you have to try to be like this. Try to do, you know, be faithful to what you are supposed to do and do more than that. But, and then at the same time, you know, obeying. Father God, you know, I will obey you, but, you know, I think doing this for me is okay, right? Well, you should be able to give up what you like to do. Only thinking of Father God's will, even if Father God doesn't say to you like that. Those who have reasonableness will obey the word of God as it is because they love God. Furthermore, by the illuminating of the Holy Spirit, they can discern what is better in everything so that, you know, they can do the goodness that is at a higher level. They will do more for Father God. In our Christian lives, you know, we have to choose between the two. Both are the truth. You know, one can benefit you, the other will make you feel a little bit difficulty. Well, if both are, you know, truth, then I wanted to choose what is beneficial to me. But those who have, you know, have reasonableness, wait and try to see what is the will of Father God. Okay, I will obey. I mean, they try to seek the will of Father God by stopping what they're doing, and they try to find what is pleasing to Father God, and they try to do that. If we look back on ourselves, then we can see in our past that we chose what is beneficial to us. But we have to always choose what is more pleasing to Father God. What about Daniel? Due to the sins of the southern kingdom of Judah, you know, it was invaded by foreign people. So Daniel and his friends were taken as captive to a Gentile country. But they lived in the king's palace, and they ate the choice food. However, there was food the Father God detested. So they asked not to eat those choice food, but eat only vegetables. But if the chief of officials was worried, because, you know, if the appearance of those youths were not good, you know, he would be punished by the king. But he allowed, and 10 days later, Daniel and his three friends looked better. They were just in the mere captives. They were not in a position to make choices or make demands because they were captives. They had to eat whatever is given to them. Father God, you know, I'm just a captive. You know, I have no choice. I have to eat this. Please understand me. This is not Daniel and his friends did. They tried to keep the will of God. We want to keep the will of God. That's what they did. And Father God was pleased with them. So Father God made them look better. I mean, if you say you want different food, the chief officials may dislike you. And it can even cause an anger of the king too. You may just eat what is given, you know, just like other captives thinking. But Daniel and his friends, you know, volunteered to eat only vegetables, not eating the good and the quality food. Then that's how they pleased the Father God. Because they tried to choose what is good in the sight of Father God. And Father God accepted their aroma. So Father God worked, and Daniel and his friends looked better. Daniel 1:17 says, "As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams." So they received the knowledge and intelligence. Although they were just captives, they could reach high positions. It's not something easy to choose what is more proper in God's sight. Even if we choose what is more good, we may have some difficulties rather than, you know, immediate blessings. But even in those times, we have to have a willpower to take them without any complaints. We can do this only when we have spiritual, you know, the confidence by living in the truth only. Well, the chief officials didn't need to accept, you know, what Daniel and his friends, you know, asked, because it could make his position, you know, dangerous, critical. So, when, you know, the chief of the officials, you know, allow them to do so, we can see how Daniel and his friends did to others. If Daniel and his friends didn't, you know, show good deeds to the official, you know, and the official didn't, you know, allow them to do so. However, since Daniel and his friends did, you know, showed good deeds to him, you know, he allowed them to do so. If you just act, you know, as you want normally and act with faith only when it is necessary, then it's not faith at all. Among, you know, our workers, some confess like this. Even though they want to go to summer retreat, and the vacation period of the company was not right. I mean, the was not in the week of the summer retreat week, but you know, when they asked, you know, their boss, you know, their boss, you know, allowed them to go to summer retreat. However, if those workers didn't, you know, have not showed good deeds to those boss, you know, they wouldn't be allowed to do so, even if they, you know, pray. If your life is not filled with good deeds to others, even if you want to do something good, you know, you cannot reap good fruit. But if your deeds are good to others, then when it is necessary, you know, you can give glory to Father God. Only when we act in a blameless way before God, He can also work for us and receive glory without causing Satan to bring any accusations. It was the case with the senior pastor. Our Father God said in the New Year Day service, even Father God wants 10% in a year, then Father God wants to receive 30%, right, for 3 years. But Father God gave 100% to Father God. Not only he obeyed, he understood Father God's heart and did everything at any cost. He didn't care for himself. He only thought of the congregation and the will of Father God. What he had to do was just 30%, but he did 100%. So it touched Father God's heart greatly. So Father God gave the blessing. And who is enjoying that blessing? It is mommy and congregation. Since this is what senior pastor wants, Father God, please give that blessing to my congregation, so that our members can resemble our Father God more. We should do this. We should be able to do more. When we listened to this message before, it was difficult. You know, I obey. And, you know, showing this kind of obedience is good enough. But we now know that how great it is to understand the heart of God and show the deeds of obedience. Since we experienced and witnessed the obedience of our shepherd, the compassion of our Lord, the compassion of our forefathers, we now know how that compassion touched our Father God's heart. Senior pastor has sowed after the will of God all the time. Can you imagine how much he's praying for this month to reveal the glory of Father God, to make it become good fruit in the sight of God, to accomplish world mission? Thinking of the heart of our Father God, every deed, every act pleases Father God, and Father God blesses us. Even though it is something that senior pastor can enjoy, he didn't take it. He just gave up so that it can help us enjoy more. You know, I would like to increase my faith, you know, as quickly as possible. But we have to know that those people of spirit gave up what they could enjoy. They only tried to understand the will of Father God and do this according to His will. Even though we were, you know, faithful, we have to know what kind of aroma of our heart gave to Father God. We have to check whether we can give our, you know, we can give the heart of our aroma and confess that, you know, please accept our aroma. I did it to resemble Father God's heart. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, "But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." Paul was so confident in himself that he could even tell believers to be imitators of him, because he had controlled himself to the point of, you know, making himself disappear like this. I hope that, you know, you can enjoy freedom in the truth and still always look back upon yourself. Even if you think you are doing it with faith in truth, it will be your blessing if you can look back on yourself once again. Father God, I did it in the truth. However, is it truly proper in the sight of God? I hope that you can pray like this all the time. When you humble yourself before God like this and check yourself and choose the way that is more pleasing in God's sight, you will gain greater perfection. There were times that I thought I would do good. I mean, I did good. But you know what? I pray, Father God, was it truly what you wanted? When I humble myself, Father God shows me what was proper and what was not. I was faithful for sure. Let's say we went to summer retreat and we had, you know, field games. I helped them with my time and energy. I thought I did good. One day, I prayed, Father God, let me find what I was short of.
Then,
Father God said, sometimes you should be able to wait, not being nervous of your workers. If I didn't humble myself, I would thought of myself, you know, being faithful for the time. But when I emptied myself and humbled myself before Father God, Father God let me know what I was lacking. I hope that you can do that too. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have to abstain from, you know, doing the things that you can do just for the benefit of others, you may think you are under too many restrictions. But you have to be able to do so. Of course, you do it according to your measure of faith, and God doesn't force all believers to do like this. But if you can choose what pleases God more by putting, you know, constraints on yourself, this is true wisdom, because we witnessed how senior pastor did. Apostle Paul was imprisoned. Apostle Peter was imprisoned. But they sang praises to Father God. They didn't complain. Father God, I preached the gospel. I cast out demons. But I'm imprisoned like this. What did I do wrong? They didn't complain like this. They tried, since they knew the will of God, you know, even though they were beaten, even though they were imprisoned, you know, they became confident and they sang praises to Father God. And they gave glory to God. Can you imagine how much it was touching to Father God's heart? You discover what you are short of. Your workplace, in your house, you have to speak the words of goodness. Even though you speak the words of goodness, you had some ill feelings. Then you pray during the Daniel prayer meeting. Father God, I had this kind of feelings. Please change me. Please let me fix myself. Even though this is truth and that is truth, let me find and let me choose what is more pleasing to your sight. You should be able to pray like this and choose what is more pleasing in God's sight. To the extent that you don't have selfish motives in you, you will gain wisdom and understanding to be able to discern everything clearly. Here's the conclusion. I talked about the gentleness and the reasonableness. If you fill your heart with the truth, then it will come out as the deeds of goodness and words of goodness. I believe you long for this kind of heart. But what Father God truly wants is not your words or deeds. It is your heart of goodness. So when you speak the words of goodness, when you show the deeds of goodness, you have to look back on your heart. The gentleness is the heart that you have abundant truth in your heart and give up all that you have. If you have untruth in you, even though you give up everything you had, it's not perfect. You have to find untruth in you, you have to remove them, and you have to fill your heart with the abundant truth. The reasonableness is the aroma of the heart expressed as the good fruits of words and deeds. Even if you speak the words of angels, if your aroma of heart is not of goodness, then it is not reasonableness. To fulfill the heart of reasonableness, first, you should be able to give peace to others, and you have to help others to discern the truth. And you have to be self-content and you have to be at ease with yourself. Third, you have to obey, and you have to be able to do more than what you are supposed to do. I pray that you can please to Father God with the heart of gentleness and reasonableness. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for the desires, for the answers of the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, on the internet, and through the satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other churches in branch churches around the world. Give them faith to believe, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and by the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal diseases and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, intestinal cancers, as well as AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases. All inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear. Let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the world, evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, deceiving spirit, false spirit, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them passion and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, and I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.